Harry knew the whole mystery might be solved tomorrow without their help, but he wasn't about to pass up a chance to speak to Myrtle if it turned up. And to his delight, it did. Mid-morning, when they were being led to History of Magic by Gilderoy Lockhart. Lockhart, who had so often assured them that all danger had passed, only to be proved wrong right away, was now wholeheartedly convinced that it was hardly worth the trouble to see them safely down the corridors. His hair wasn't as sleek as usual. It seemed he had been up most of the night patrolling the fourth floor. "Mark my words," he said, ushering them around a corner. "The first words out of those poor petrified people's mouths will be, 'It was Hagrid.' Frankly, I'm astounded Professor McGonagall thinks all those security measures are necessary."
"I agree, sir," said Harry, making Ron drop his books in surprise.
"Thank you, Harry," said Lockhart graciously, while they waited for a long line of Hufflepuffs to pass. "I mean, we teachers have quite enough to be getting on with without walking students to classes and standing guard all night."
"That's right," said Ron, catching on. "Why don't you leave us here, sir? We've only got one more corridor to go."
"You know, Weasley, I think I will," said Lockhart. "I really should go and prepare my next class."
And he hurried off.
"Prepare his class," Ron sneered after him. "Gone to curl his hair, more like."
They let the rest of the Gryffindors draw ahead of them, then darted down a side passage and hurried off toward moaning Myrtle's bathroom. But just as they were congratulating each other on their brilliant scheme...
"Potter, Weasley, what are you doing?"
It was Professor McGonagall, and her mouth was the thinnest of thin lines.
We were, Ron stammered, "we were going to... to go and see Hermione," said Harry.
Ron and Professor McGonagall both looked at him.
"We haven't seen her for ages, Professor," Harry went on hurriedly, treading on Ron's foot, "and we thought we'd sneak into the hospital wing, you know, and tell her the mandrakes are nearly ready and not to worry."
Professor McGonagall was still staring at him, and for a moment Harry thought she was going to explode, but when she spoke, it was in a strangely croaky voice.
"Of course," she said,
and Harry, amazed, saw a tear glistening in her beady eye.
"Of course, I realize this has all been hardest on the friends of those who have been... I quite understand. Yes, Potter, of course you may visit Miss Granger. I will inform Professor Binns where you've gone. Tell Madame Pomfrey I have given my permission."
Harry and Ron walked away, hardly daring to believe that they'd avoided detention. As they turned the corner, they distinctly heard Professor McGonagall blow her nose.
"That," said Ron fervently, "was the best story you've ever come up with."